Hey folks, thank you for tuning in. This is Bruin Radio Sports on KCIW LP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. We're out here with the girls softball game versus South Umpqua on today, the 1st of March. It is currently 4:49 p.m. We are just a few minutes after the start of the game. We're going to tell you what's going on here in just a moment. I want you guys out there to pardon the sound of the wind. Hopefully this is going to be a usable recording. I think it's going to end up, this is going to be awful. Well, the microphone isn't even sure what to pick up. Well, we'll give it a shot. All right, let's tell people what's going on. So we've got a South Umpqua runner go ahead.
South Umpqua is up to bat. Bruins are on defense. We have number 35 up to bat for Umpqua. And 35 is Lana Skeen.
It is currently the top of the first inning, of course. All right. Lana Skeen just hit a foul ball there.
She's pulling it down inside third base, so she's a little fast on the pitch. And we're waiting for our next pitch, Hannah.
What's the number on that uniform? If that's number 11, let's take a peek. That was another foul ball, by the way, from number 35, South Umpqua. Nope, that is not Hannah Lettered out pitching. I think their listing will tell us who the pitcher is.
This
is Umpqua, yes. But if you flip over to the Bruins, they don't list their positions. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, she had her back turned to us for a second, so we almost saw her number. Now, if my fellow sportscaster and I stay close, we'll be able to block some of that wind from you people. There we go. That's a little bit better. Okay, now up to bat is the South Umpqua number 2. Her name is Skylie Gibson.
And we're waiting for the pitch.
Here's the pitch. Oh, and a swing and a miss. Testing. Are you even able to hear me at all? Ugh, this is not great. All right.
Ball number 1.
That was ball 1.
Down on the ground. We have a steal from second base to third for Umpqua.
All right. Hey, we just saw our pitcher. She's number 15. Kaylee Strain is our pitcher. Phew. All right, number 2 still up at bat. Here comes the pitch from Kaylee Strain in just a second. Swing and a miss.
Another excellent pitch.
We're going to pause the recording for just a second here. Okay, so Kaylee Strain, our pitcher, is still going up against number 2. Getting some words of motivation from her fellow team members out there. Okay, there's the pitch. That was a ball.
We got a full count.
Next up to bat after number 2 is going to be South Umpqua's number 12, Hannah Lowell.
It's getting intense.
Okay, that was another ball.
It's a walk.
She's taking a walk. Okay, we still got a South Umpqua on third and now a runner on first as well. Here was number 12, Hannah Lowell, up to bat. She clears the plate with her bat there, takes up a stance. Here's the pitch from Strain in just a second. Oh, it's kind of a high pitch there. Oh, and we're trying to catch our runner on second. Ooh, okay, so.
Ball 1. No, we tried to fake out the runner in third. She didn't go for it. But, well.
Our runner who was on first is now on second. South Umpqua playing pretty aggressive right off the bat. Ooh. So a little skipper across the dirt there. That was a ball. So now South Umpqua's got a runner on first, second, and third. I believe that's called bases loaded. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And then she got walked because it hit her leg there.
Okay. So now up to bat is number five, Amelia Ferguson of South Umpqua.
And it's a low pitch.
I don't know who South Umpqua is. The Lancers? Is that right? I think they're the Lancers. It doesn't say. Stay close, stay close. There's the pitch. Oh. Looked like that was a called ball there. All right, there's one ball. Here's the next pitch from Strain. Oh, just nicked it, and the ball went right behind her. Easy foul ball. Number five, she hustled forward a little bit and then realized what she had. Umpire just called one ball, one strike, I believe. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a hit right down center field. Oh, one of our girls dove for it, but she couldn't quite grab it. That was a... Ball comes in to number 14, Lexi Schofield.
So that ball just went right past our shortstop in between her and second base. A good hit.
Our left outfielder did grab it and return it.
But our Umpqua's runner made it to home, and we got bases loaded still.
Yep.
And we have a timeout.
Oh, a timeout. Who called?
The Umpqua has called a timeout.
Okay, so South Umpqua called a time. So South is now talking to
not Umpqua. We did.
Bruins. Bruins called the timeout. South Umpqua coach talking to two of her batters, number 1 and number 10. Bruins had a real quick talk. They switched out their pitcher. Kaylee Strain. Now Kaylee Strain is out in the outfield. Getting a few practice pitches with our new pitcher who came up here.
Who is number 27?
Number 27 is, let's look her up. We've got her number. Look her up here. Gracie Harms is number 27. Gracie Harms. Okay, Miss Harms getting her practice pitches in. Some of our team members out on the field deliberating, talking to each other, figuring out what they're going to do. You want a pen? Ooh, there you go. All right, we're here in our lovely studio, getting things all set up on our clipboard so we can see it. I'll tell you folks out there, you can hear it. Boy, this wind plays heck with a good recording and our paperwork. By the way, hey, you know, now that we're getting into it, we need to introduce ourselves to you a little bit. I'm Dane Tittman. I'm a high school teacher at the Brookings Harbor High School. I also run the radio program here. But more importantly, your expert today is a former Bruins softball player herself.
And I am Jessica Yock, or Tittman now, and I am here with my husband today to help him out with this recording for softball.
And boy, do I need it. And what's your experience with softball?
I've played ever since I was a wee little girl, I don't know, probably 10, and I've been a varsity player in high school all 4 years.
Excellent. Hey, we're gonna hear a little more about your experience. We're getting back into it. South Umpqua's got their number one up to bat. Oh, that was a strike there. Big whiff, hit nothing but air. So their number one is Taya Kelly. And you'll pardon me if I mispronounce that first name.
Well, I suppose they wouldn't know the difference since she's from South Umpqua.
Gracie Harms coming out strong. She's got two strikes now so far. If you guys didn't know about our field, we have AstroTurf, fake grass for our first initial area, the diamond, and then beyond that, real grass. No dirt on our field. Oh, there's a hit. It's going up high. Coming right toward us. Whoa, take it.
I know. We're okay.
Oh, and it bounced down right by the catcher. That ball went high, then came right back down. That's a foul.
That's always a disappointment when you got a high ball like that and you miss it. But sometimes those are real tricky, especially with the wind blowing like this.
That ball would have come forward, but that wind just took it right back toward the catcher. Just about hit it right on the noggin. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a hit right down center field. Going toward our shortstop who catches it. There we go, Schofield. All right, now let's see.
But she is safe.
Okay, that
very
run.
Very close.
That run at her first was safe. Lexi Schofield making a great catch there. Okay, we got a new batter coming up now from South Umpqua. And something with a zero at the end. Probably number 10, Aneka McCall. Oh, she went for a bunt there, but didn't quite get it. That ball went a little too high. And looks like our pitcher, Gracie Harms, is wise to her. Here's the pitch. Oh, went for a bunt again.
And she fouls it off on the catcher.
Yeah, that ball just rolled right up and over her bat. So South Umpqua now has a runner on our second base where they didn't before. Oh, and okay, so we've got a runner on second and first. Pardon me. Okay. South Umpqua's got two fast-looking runners on second and first. Gracie Harms thinking about her next pitch.
Not
here's the pitch.
Going to go for a bunt now. And she's out.
And what led to her being out?
That was her third strike.
Ah, excellent. Okay.
So number 4 is up to bat now.
That is Shaylin Gray, or Shallon Gray, maybe. All right, and here comes the pitch. Oh, as a swing and a miss. There's a strike. Now, Jessica, is the strike zone in softball the same size as the strike zone for baseball?
The strike zone kind of depends on the umpire, so there isn't really... But it's basically the same as baseball. As long as it's basically within your field of reach with the bat, then it counts as a strike.
There's a second pitch there. That pitch went real high, and our batter did not swing. That was a called ball.
So that gives us one ball and one strike.
Here's the pitch. Oh, that one went low this time, but she could not bait that batter into a swing. That was ball number 2. Ball number 2 with one strike. It's the South Umpqua team very vocal over there, and they have a lot to say. Our Bruins on the field looking stoic. Okay, here's the pitch. Ooh, as another low pitch, could not bait into a swing.
Another low ball.
Yep, so that's 3 balls now. One strike.
Hopefully Gracie can pull out something here. 3 balls and one strike's always hard for a pitcher.
Oh, there's that 4th ball. Here's the walk. We got bases loaded again for South Umpqua. Pitcher Gracie Harms not looking too terribly pleased. Okay, we got number 19 coming out now for South Umpqua. Number 19 is Kaylee Mann. Here's the pitch. Oh, Kaylee knocks it up and over the stands.
And it's in the bleachers.
Oh, just barely over the bleachers there. Oh, man.
People ducking for cover.
Yep. We've got a nice young lady going to grab that softball. She's going to bring it back to the field in just a bit. All right, here's that next pitch in just a second.
And it's a strike.
Oh, wow.
Just a little outside, but just in the strike zone.
Are we in the second inning now? Shoot, I missed. We must... No.
No, we are still in the...
Are we still in the first inning?
We're still in the first inning.
Ooh.
Oh, and we have a ball past the catcher.
Ugh.
And they make a runner from third to home plate.
All right, that's 0-2 now at the top of the first inning.
Yep.
All right, number 19, still up at bat, Kaylee Mann. She's got, I believe, 1 ball, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's going out toward the left field. Our left field runner, Kaylee Strain, is out there trying to pick it up. Kaylee Strain was pitching earlier. She's got it. She throws it back in. All right, so South Umpqua got another home.
We've
got a runner on second.
The batter made it to second. That was a beautiful line drive right in between left and center field.
Now, did South Umpqua get 2 people home? Oof, I must have missed it. Sadly, our scoreboard is non-functioning today, so it's kind of our best guess. We're going to do our best to keep track of things. They've either got 3 or 4. We'll find out as soon as we can. All right, so there's the pitch. We got a new batter up here. Number 15, Alia Rudy.
I believe that brings us through the batting order.
Yep. Wow. Our catcher taking some signals from Coach Kelly Garvin over in the dugout. Here's the pitch. Oh, that was a nice low one.
Oh, it was low, but she went for it. So we got a strike.
That was a strike. Looks like 2 strikes. That's what we got so far.
I think our batters for South Umpqua now are getting a little more relaxed at the plate.
Yep. Well, you know, South Umpqua's done pretty well so far. They've got a pretty strong record. Runner on second. She kind of went for it a little bit as soon as the ball left the pitcher's hand, but then she came right back. Our shortstop, Lexi Schofield, keeping her eye on things. Well, there's the pitch. Oh, bounced out of the catcher's hand. We got a runner on second, stealing third. That ball came in, and then our own number 30, who is Watson, Kayla Watson. That ball came in from the pitch, and it bounced right off her glove.
She had to reach for it.
Yep. So that second moved to third, and that second's ready to rock. Okay, there's the pitch. That was a ball. Okay, number 15, kind of getting a little test of her swing there. Oh, eyeballs us for a second. Uh-oh, I think she heard us. Let's be careful.
She'll be coming for us next.
All right, here's the pitch. Oh, that was a called ball. She gets a walk. We got a runner on first and third. That runner on third looks eager to get home.
Well, nobody wants to hang out there on the bases too long.
Nope.
Especially on a windy day like this.
Yep. Kaylee Strain out there in left field, keeping her eyes on things. Here's the pitch from Harms. Ooh, it was nice and low. Number 35, that was a ball. So 35 twitched a little bit, but did not fully swing. Didn't commit. Number 15, Alia Rudy, still up at bat. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Ooh, a swing and a miss. There's a strike for you. Oh, and our runner went from first to second in that time span there.
So we now have a runner on third and second.
Yes, good catch there, honey. Oh, sorry, I should be professional. Good catch there, my lady.
That's still not professional.
Oh, there we go.
Foul ball.
That was a foul ball, went up there.
Too far for the catcher to reach, though.
If the wind took it a little more, it would have joined us in the audience here. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I misnamed number 15 earlier. That was number 35 who was up at bat. Number 35 is Lana Skeen. Pardon me. Lana Skeen. Okay. Gracie Harms. Here's the pitch. Oh,
another
swing.
Foul ball. Straight back past the catcher.
Yep. She just barely nicked that ball as it came in. Just gave a little bit of a taste and then went right past her. Our catcher did not catch that one. Had to bounce off the back wall there.
So we are 2-2. Two strikes, two balls.
Let's see what happens. Here's the pitch. Oh, it was low.
Low ball. Full count now.
Yep. Oof. All right, tension's a little high. Let's see how we're going to end this.
And
ball high. That was a ball. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Now it's full count.
Still the top of the first inning.
Oh, and she strikes her out, and we are done with that inning.
All right, now that was a rough inning for the Bruins, I gotta say.
That was a rough first inning.
Luckily, here comes the bottom of the first inning. Let's see if we can't turn things around a little bit.
But South Umpqua has a record of 8 wins and 1 loss, so I have a feeling they're a pretty strong team. They definitely have some good batting. Let's see how they do on defense, but I'm going to say it's probably pretty good, too.
To keep you folks in the know, we're going to do our best to keep some notes during play. As we have no scoreboard to keep us in line, hey, we've got to take that slot there. Make sure we keep count of innings. I'm sorry, outs. Well, innings, too, really. Just try to keep you guys appraised of what's going on. We might even see if we can't get a few little interviews here. We'll give it a shot. We'll see if we can wave at anybody. Casey Adib is a little new to the Bruin Radio sports scene and doing play-by-plays of games. In fact, this is our third play-by-play. I'm hoping that this one's able to air despite the wind in the background. We'll do a little bit of audio treatment after the fact and see how it sounds. But hey, our first two games weren't too bad. Our first two games of the boys' baseball, they're done by a team called Table and Left Field. Jessica and I, we might come up with a name for our own little presentation today, our own special show. We'll see. You have any show names for us?
Oh boy. Well, we're certainly not a table in left field, but I guess seeing you guys were just making a play on words, right?
No, we were actually a table just out of left field, just outside the fence. It was abysmal. We did get up in the studio for the second round, but no, that first game, oh, we were definitely out there. It was wild.
Well, I'm sure that was certainly interesting.
It was pretty fun. This time around, though, we're at a small, squishy table I picked up from our robotics department at the high school, and a couple of metal chairs from the welding department, and, of course, the radio equipment provided to us through through funds from KCIW and a wonderful grant that we got from the Curry Coast Cultural Coalition. We see Coach Kelly Garvin moving around, getting the attention of the crowd a little bit.
Making our way to third base.
Yep. Hey, we got some big softball fans out in the stands today. These folks definitely take this game seriously. Let's take a look at the South Umpqua team out there. See a couple of face masks. See a couple of caps on.
Sunglasses.
Yep, their catcher's pretty well geared up.
That's just regular gear, honey.
Yeah, but she's well geared. So we get to, we actually know the batting order for the Bruins today, which is fantastic. Up to bat first is Lexi Schofield, who has taken her place now. She's got a nice, strong, confident stance. Here's a pitch. Oh, and she does not swing for that one. That was a called ball. The pitcher that she's going up against is the number one, Taya Kelly. Taya Kelly likes to stand on the tiptoes of her right foot, comes in with a real strong, wild pitch. So there's a hit there, but it's a real short ball. All right, so that ball got thrown hot and hard by the pitcher who hustled forward to grab that ball, and she threw it into first. And sadly, our Lexi Schofield is out. So that is one out.
All right, we're waiting for the next pitch here. And it's a strike, and yep.
Number 15, Kaylee Strain is who's up to bat there.
Kaylee Strain was our pitcher at the beginning of this game.
Okay.
Oh, a nice pitch.
Pitch and a strike.
Kaylee just misses it.
Up to bat after Kaylee Strain will be our own Gracie Harms, who is pitching for the remainder of the top of that first inning. We are now in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Oh, there is a swing. It goes right to the shortstop, who throws it to first, and it's in. All right, that's two outs now.
Not looking so hot, but we're going to hang in there. Hope for our Bruins.
Yep. We are joined in the studio very briefly by Jed Doan. Jed Doan, who's here today, is going to be watching us for a little bit. Jed, say hi to the audience.
Hi, audience.
Perfect. That's fantastic. Did you want to take part in this today? Did you want to?
Sure, I'm here to stay. I got off work early.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's do this. Pop a squat for a second. Do some observations. I'm going to bring you in a little bit.
All right.
Sorry, folks. Hey, we missed a couple of things there. We got Gracie Harm. She's up to bat. What has she done so far, Jessica?
We have
one strike, one ball. Okay.
One strike.
Magnificent. Now, by the way, folks, I was Jed Doan, high school student, senior. There's the pitch.
Strike number two. And she did not go for it.
Yep. Okay.
One ball, two strikes.
Ooh.
Oh, and it's strike number three.
Shoot. All right, we're switching the field. Oof. All right. So that was three outs real quick. All three of our batters came up, got out. We had two people get close to first, but nobody touched that plate without already being out. Okay, Coach Kelly Garvin giving some feedback to her players there. All right, that field's pretty empty for a second. Our Bruins are going to get out there in just a little bit, but the coach wants to talk to her team for a minute. So let's get a quick sound check from Jed Doan. Let's see if he can talk to us from over there. Let's see how well we hear him. Tell us something. How's the weather out here? Describe it for us.
A little bit windy. Coming from the... Think about directions for a second.
So what you do is you lick your finger and then you stick it up in the air, then you can feel which direction it's coming from. And that's over there is the ocean, so that's west.
Coming in from southeast then.
Coming from southeast. All right. How's the cloudy sky? Well, how's the sky looking? It's actually not cloudy at all.
Blue and clear. Hey, not a cloud in sight.
Kind of a light blue. Yeah. How's the grass look out there?
Fake.
It looks very fake, yes. This grass was grown in a factory, extruded from a plastic machine, I suspect.
The infield, of course. The outfield is, in fact, real grass. Looks well-kempt. A few daisies here and there, but not much. I don't see any mud patches so far.
All right, listen to how we do our thing, and then I'll bring you in a minute. All right, there was the pitch. Oh, that ball's going high. All right, so that was number two of South Umpqua, who made that bat there. That's Skyly Gibson. Skyly Gibson did hit that ball, but it went high, and it was a foul ball. Skyly comes back to pick up her bat. Our catcher hustled after it.
Made a good attempt. Dove for it. Didn't quite make it.
Yep.
And that is number 30.
Yep, that's Kayla Watson is number 30. Okay, there's the pitch, but number two did not go for it. That's a ball.
One ball, one strike.
Yep, that strike being that foul that happened earlier, I believe, huh?
Yes.
Here comes the pitch from Gracie Harms. Here it is. Oh, that was a real low one. Going for the ankles of the batter there. I'll tell you what, South Umpqua must be known for how vocal they are.
About a dozen refs in training over here.
Okay, so there's the bat. That ball went in real short, bounced right up to our pitcher, who kind of fumbled with it just a second and then threw it into first, and then we got our first out. So that's our first out. Again, we're at the top of the second inning. Now up to bat is their number 12, who is Hannah Lowell. All right, so there's a hit, but that ball went foul, just kind of rolled real slowly off to the right. Right, the time is 5:16 on this beautiful May 1st. This is the Bruins girls softball team versus South Umpqua, the Lancers. Here in the studio, we are Jed Doan, Dane Tipman, and Jessica Yock Tipman. Here's the pitch. Oh, another foul just bounced right off the top of the bat, just nicked it, gave it a little kiss, went flying high. All right, and our pitcher Gracie Harms coming up, getting her stance. Here's the pitch. Oof, another nick. Just barely touching that ball.
I believe it also might have bounced off of the catcher's head.
Hey, it's a good thing she's got that protective equipment on. Otherwise, she'd be feeling that. All right, let's see if that umpire's going to tell us. There we go. Okay, here we go. And here's the pitch. Oh, that was a ball. Our batter took one little step forward, but she did not swing. Here's the pitch. Oh, another one. Just barely getting it. Now, how many fouls is she able to get before she's done?
As many as she wants.
Batter looks like she's locking her left knee. There's the hit. That ball bounces a short way, but that was another foul. Okay, batter's going to have to hustle back, get back into position. So, by the way, if you didn't catch that, folks, that was another hit, but it was another foul. It just went forward and to the left. It was just right outside the line there. Ooh, a little action in the stands nearby. Here's the pitch. There's a hit right down toward our shortstop. Lexi Stillfield dives for it. It was just outside of her reach. Okay, one of our outfielders throws it to second. Oof, and she drops it. There we go. She's got it. So we got a runner on first now. Mr. Doan, can you see the number of that runner on first? It was a person who was up there for a little while.
I believe it was number 12.
Number 12 sounds about right. Number 12 for the South Umpqua is Hannah Lowell. All right, now up to bat is number 5 for South Umpqua. That's going to be Amelia Ferguson. Okay, so there's that pitch. What happened at that pitch, Mr. Doan? I wasn't looking.
It looked like a ball to me.
Okay. Oh, number 5 with a hit. It goes up. Woo, right over our heads. All right, that ball went back. Okay, so there's a foul ball for us.
They have another ball.
Hey, it's a good thing we've got multiples, huh?
That brings our count 1-1.
And we are still at the top of the second inning. I'm pretty sure the score is 0-4 right now, but I've yet to hear anybody confirm for me our score. 2-1 on the count. Here's the pitch. Woof, just barely nicked it.
Another
Again, I think it also tapped our umpire's face guard there. 2-2. Okay, our pitcher looking at our catcher, getting a signal. Okay, thinking about it. Here's the pitch. Ooh, this one went right for the shoulder range. She's out. That is one out so far for South Umpqua. Or is it 2 outs? Uh-oh, I'm looking at my expert in the studio. Is that 2 outs or one? I think it's... Isn't it 2? Oh, boy.
It might be 2.
Oh, folks, we're professionals, we promise. All right. So that was a...
Not really. I am not a professional at watching games. I play them.
It's a little different, isn't it? So there's a pitch right there, went right for number one's knees. Number one, who was up to bat. Number one, by the way, Taya Kelly, who's the was the pitcher earlier. And boy, was she a pitcher. Here's the pitch. Okay, Taya skips out of the way of that one. Oh, shoot, and a runner made it from first to second. Number 12 sitting out there comfortably on second base. Well, there's the pitch. Oh, and it goes out to right field. That was a far-going one. It bounced, though. It was just inside the fence. Okay, our right fielder throwing it in real hard.
Number 12 comes across the plate.
Okay, Lexi Schofield's got it at second. What's she going to do? She tries to get it home. Oh, it does not get to home in time. That is 2 runners who made it home. Ouch. So whatever our score was, it is now +2. Oof. All right, bases are empty. South Umpqua feeling pretty proud of themselves, I think. And now in the South Umpqua batting order, number 10, Lancer Aneka McCall. There's a pitch, and that was a ball. Okay, Gracie Harms, our pitcher. Taking a second, checking with her catcher. Here's a throw. Oh, number 10 swung, but that was a miss. There's a strike for you.
1-1.
Oh, she went for a bunt there. Our third baseman rushed forward, made that throw to first.
And that's 3 outs.
That is 3 outs. All right. So Bruins getting back into control here. So once again, our batter bunted. Our third baseman hustled forward, got that ball, threw it into first just in time to tag that runner out. That was the third out for South Umpqua. South Umpqua still took a couple of homes that inning. We're now at the bottom of the second inning. South Umpqua taking the field. We'll see where we are in our batting order in just a minute. I'm going to switch places with Jed Doan now, put him in the spot. He's going to have to talk just as much as I did. I'll tell you folks out there, if you don't know, Jed Doan is a talker. We'll see how well he does with calling shots in the play-by-play. He'll have support. We'll still be here. You won't be alone. You ready to take the seat?
Ooh, no, but you're going to make me do it anyway.
Yeah, here we go. And you're going to wear these headphones. They're going to help you.
All right. Definitely don't know very much about something.
So just like I was doing, you just got to call him as you see him. Okay, thank you.
The score is 12-0.
And O stands for what?
0.
Whoa, 0.
Number 4, Brianna Humphrey, comes up to bat for the Bruins.
You gotta tell people, there was a pitch.
There was a pitch. Not sure what it was.
And it was a strike.
It was a strike,
it was a
yep.
Strike.
So remember, just call it as you see it. So here's the pitch, and then tell people what happened. And you need to tell them who's up to bat.
He did do that.
Here's the pitch, and it was a strike.
And that's number 4. He's up to bat.
Number 4 is Shaylin Gray. And a third strike. Oh, wait, sorry.
I believe Shailen Gray is on the other team.
I just read from the wrong team. Number four is...
One of the Humphreys should be
Brianna.
Brianna Humphrey, who is not listed, oddly enough.
Yeah, there's a few people on here that I...
So we print out some stuff from OSAA, and OSAA does not have Brianna Humphrey listed. By the way, so there was a pitch there, and I think it was a strike. So our catcher is up to bat right now.
Kayla Watson.
And Mr. Jones, a high school student, if you know the grades of any of these players, you can tell us what grade they're in.
We do have their grades.
I believe Kayla Watson is
a... Oh, we do have their grades.
Senior.
Oh, we can tell that. We can say that.
Here's the pitch, and it was a ball. No swing.
If she does a swing, it's going to be a ball.
That is true. I suppose that was a bit of a redundant statement.
That's okay. We're...
That looked
None
like
of us are very good at this.
That last pitch looked like a strike to me. Then again, I am no expert. A ball was a hit, but Kayla did not make it to first base before the second base player threw the ball in.
Yep, so that should be one out for us so far.
Up to bat is number 23.
Liz.
Barianne Fallert.
And we have one strike so far. Two strikes.
Two strikes.
That's two strikes now.
Three strikes, she's
strike
out.
Strike number three.
Oof.
And unfortunately, we are switching places on the field again. But again, we knew this was going to be a tough game. South Umpqua is a very strong team.
All right, so during the break, now it's up to you guys to entertain the audience.
Knock.
Tell them trivia. You tell them jokes.
Boo.
Boo. Who?
Don't cry. It's just a joke.
I don't know. I might cry at this softball game, but.
So, how's the mood of the team? Look at their body language out there.
They don't look defeated yet.
Nope.
They look a little worried, a little nervous.
It's only the third inning.
Definitely a little grim, but a 12-point lead is to zero is. Not great. Not to be too grim about our Bruins, but keeping it real.
Practice pitches going on right now.
Some real strong throws out there. Practicing with a couple little grounders. Outfielders tossing to each other.
They're definitely keeping it strong out there, so that's good not to see our players looking defeated.
On the Umpqua team, taking a few practice swings, number four.
Who is?
Shailen Gray. And we're getting ready for our first batter here.
Bruins are huddling up near the pitcher's spot.
Doing a little... the pitcher's mound, it's... Still basically called that in softball.
Even though
it's flat. Not a mound. Or a pitcher's circle, since it's a circle.
Number four up to bat.
Can I use your phone?
You're going to get distracted.
I'm going to take a picture of our little, what we got going on here.
That was a ball.
Ball number one.
Pitcher comes back up to the circle. Gets ready.
Oh, and it's a high ball to left field. Kaylee Strain makes a good try for it, but just misses it. And our runner made it to second.
Batter number 19 on the Umpqua team.
Kaylee Mann. He's coming up to bat next.
No relation to the Perkins Harbor High School students with the last name of Mann. Or so we believe.
I suppose you never know.
We'll have to do a genetics test to be sure. Here's the pitch. Oh! That was a foul ball. Bounced right off her bat, went up behind her.
That brings us to one strike. No balls.
Number 19's looking very comfortable here.
Ball number one. Got a 1-1 count. Runner on second.
Runner advances to third.
High. And yes, we have a steal to third.
So feel free to give it a little more chutzpah with your presentation. Runner advances to third. Oh, man. Crocodiles jump out of the water and try to bite at her. Ooh.
Number 19 moves out of the way of the ball.
Yeah, she did a little spin around there. Get some chuckles from her teammates.
Juke in there.
Probably heckling her for not taking the ball, but...
There's a low ball.
Ball number four.
And we take a walk to first. So runner on first, runner on third. No outs.
Batter number 15. Up.
Aliyah Rudy.
Aliyah or Aliyah Rudy?
It's a good chance we butchered that name.
All right, so tell people who's on what base, because we got a second and a third out there.
Number four is on third base.
And our runner on first made it to second.
There's the pitch.
Oh, yeah.
It was caught.
Line drive to third base, and she catches it. Good play by number 23.
Barry Ann Fallard. Barry Ann was the final batter the last time we were up to bat. Barry Ann made an awesome little catch there.
Batter 35 up to play. That is Lana Skeen. Approaching the base. That is a ball skipped off the ground.
And that gives us two balls, no strikes. Another low ball in the ground. Gracie Harms is struggling a little bit.
Both number four and number 10, both looking to steal.
We're squaring up for a bunt, and she pulls back. That is a strike.
Number 23, Barry Ann Fowler, was ready for that bunt, though it did not happen. 35, still up. Ball number four.
35 takes a walk. That gives us bases loaded.
Kind of a walk. It was half jog.
Well, you know.
Up to bat, number two.
Skyly Gibson.
The ball is high. Pitcher from the Bruins is getting some coaching from the coach, Kelly Garvin. And there's the pitch.
Another ball. High this time, so she's managed to get her ball up off the ground. And a strike. She's honing in on the strike zone now. Gives us one strike, two balls.
Three balls.
Three balls.
Another skipping off the ground.
And a strike. A little high, but she gets the batter to swing at it. Foul ball. Oh, catcher almost gets it.
Number two comes back. Base.
Full count. Base is loaded.
Here comes the pitch.
Oh, and it's beautiful line drive to center field, and she
and
catches
it's hot. Yep. Who was that player that caught it out there?
I believe that was Hannah Humphrey. Center field.
But our runner on third tags up and makes it to home.
Number 12 up to bat. Hannah Lowell.
Okay. And we got two outs for the Lancers right now. If we can get a third, we can change field, try to get something home.
Foul ball.
That ball went straight to the ground, then bounced up a little bit. Okay, our Bruins girls still looking confident out there, still ready to rock. They're not giving up yet.
Pitch is high.
Now, I hate to ask this question, but Jessica, in softball, are there mercy games where you eventually just call it?
Yes, if the score is, now I forget how many points over it is, but it'll end in the fourth inning if the other team is so many points ahead.
Okay.
That last pitch was called a ball.
Normally there are six innings, so that cuts the game short a couple innings.
Another foul off the top of the bat. That was a foul ball off the post that we are sitting next to.
Yeah, wow. I almost felt that one on my feet.
I'll admit, I jumped quite a bit. Ooh, that rhymed. And they have another ball. Last pitch was a ball.
And we have full count. Runner on first and second, by the way. Oh. And the pitch hits our runner, our batter, and she's making her way to first. That gives us bases loaded again.
Number five. Coming up to bat.
Amelia Ferguson.
Amelia looks a little bit jumpy.
Well, after the last player just getting hit. Oh, and there's another hit.
I can see why she was jumping.
Okay.
Number 19 walks through. Home base. Now we have number 35 on third base. Number 12 on second base. And number 5 on first. Up to bat is number 1. Kaya Kelly.
And that was a ball high, just almost close to the batter's head. Ball number 2. And a strike.
She did not go for a swing.
Nope, I think she thought it was too far inside, but just close enough. Strike number 2. Grace Harms is coming back with a vengeance. That gives us 2 strikes, 2 balls. Ball number 3, full count. and it's a high ball to right field. And it's caught. That gives us our third out.
And that was Brianna Humphrey. Out in right field. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Woo.
Woo-hoo.
Don't get too excited. It's just softball.
I'll try not to. I'll try to keep my excitement to a nice even level here.
Not that softball's not exciting.
Right. Although I'd still rather be out there playing than watching it. Honestly, I hate watching sports.
I would say that, but I would fall very quickly. And I would most likely not get back up.
Anybody need a break?
Nope. All right. Taking a few practice swings is number 34, Chelsea Sharp.
We're horrible at this.
You say what? What's that?
We're horrible at this.
You're horrible? Why do you say that?
And this is a live, isn't it?
No, it's pre-recorded. Why? What's going on?
That's making cool. Banter.
Making banter. It's tough, isn't it? You gotta have a little bit of, you gotta kind of make up stuff. I mean, I can't even
keep track of what's going on most of the time.
Well, you have a source of information. You have the field. You have people on the field. Okay, tell me what's going on.
Low ball.
Okay, there's a pitch. There's a low ball. Who is that up to bat? Is that number 31 of ours? I believe it is.
Number 31 is... We don't have a 31.
Okay, I must have looked at that number wrong. Let's see.
Ball number
34, sorry.
Off the ground.
34 is Chelsea Sharp. Oh, boy, we synced up there. That was good. You owe me a Coke.
Coach Kelly Garvin looks cold.
Sure, there's some in the fridge.
Good. Good observation. See, that's good. Just tell people what you see.
One strike on Chelsea Sharp.
I mean, not like I see a yellow truck in the parking lot, but...
There are no yellow trucks in the parking lot. Oh, there is, actually.
Yes, there is.
There it is. I think that's actually a Suburban.
Could be.
Foul ball.
Looks like a pickup with a cab on the back, but I'm not positive.
Went to the batter waiting next, number 11, Hannah Humphrey. She tosses it back to the other team's catcher.
That gives us a count of 2-2. And
strike three. Not wanting to owe two people sodas today, I see.
Nope. I caught myself on that one. He's easy. He could just grab one out of the fridge.
Batter, Hannah Humphrey, number 11. Up.
Still got
makes
a few...
contact. She is out.
Bruins still got some energy in the dugout, though. We got a few...
Here is number 8, Tilly Peters. She's got some fans in the stands from the sounds of things.
She is a lefty.
Oh, definitely some fans. Whoa, that ball was going right for a skull level. So she's taking a ball there.
She did dodge.
Here's the next pitch from number 1 of the South Umpqua.
Excellent
Lancers.
Dodging skills there.
Here's the pitch. Ooh, going for the ankles that time. Tilly not taking the bait. That's ball number 2.
I think it might be Tilly's nice new white helmet blinding the pitcher.
Ooh, reflecting that sunlight. Here's the pitch. Ball number 3. Hey, give me something I can hit, pitcher, or I'm going to walk. Give me something I can hit. That's what she's waiting for.
She's ready.
Here's the pitch. Oh, there's a swing and a strike. All right, Tilly's ready to go now. She's either walking or she's hitting. Something's happening. Coach Kelly Garvin giving her a little bit of feedback there.
Coach Kelly Garvin forgot her hat.
Is that Gelly Carvin? Yes. All right, she's taking the walk.
Gelly Carvin, Kelly Garvin.
She's Gelly Carvin now. Carvin a pumpkin. Whoa.
Let's go, Lexi.
All right, here comes Lexi Schofield up to bat.
Number 14.
Checking her helmet there. No, I'm good. I got a good spot. Lexi Schofield taking her position. Okay, pitcher. Here's the pitch. Lexi Schofield does not go for it. Her left foot twitches just a bit. She does not take that swing. Ball number 1.
This brings us back to the top of our batting order for the Bruins.
Here's the pitch. Oh, Lexi Schofield dropped into a squat there. Was that a ball or a strike?
That was a strike.
That was a strike. Ah, yep, she moved a little too much there. Where are we in innings, folks?
top of the third?
Sounds more like a question than a statement. I think we're at the top of the third. Here's the pitch. Oh, it goes up and high.
Foul ball into the ice.
Right over the stands and into the rocks. Exciting.
And they have another ball again.
Too bad we didn't have a batter back there. Hey, we could have hit something. Folks, by the way, it is 5:44 p.m. You're tuned in to KCIW LP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. This is Bruin Radio Sports with Dane Tippmann and...
Jed Doan.
And Jessica Yock Tippmann.
All right, so there's another ball. Lexi Schofield advances to first. Tilly Peters on second. Big smile on her face. I wonder why. Let's see if we can't get some Bruins home.
Up to bat, number 15, Kaylee Strain.
Are we third inning, folks? Third inning right now?
No. Pretty sure. That's what we're going to tell people. Third? Thank you. Bottom of the third, got it. Bottom of the third. Okay, and then just beneath us is Gracie Harms practicing her swings. Holy cow, I do not want to be in the way of that bat. There's the pitch. Kaylee Strain took a ball there. Kaylee Strain has one ball, one strike on the count.
I can't tell if the grunt that the referee does is the word ball or strike.
It's strike.
It is strike.
Ooh. If he doesn't make a sound, it's a ball. If he makes a grunt, it's a strike.
It's two strikes, one ball on Kaylee Strain. Kaylee Strain, she's got a big smile on her face.
She's ready.
Ready to get some players in.
That pitcher is nasty, though. Here it comes. Kaylee Strain took a ball there. She moved her hands on her bat, but she did not swing it. All right. Lancer's thinking about what to do next. Here comes a Lancer pitch. Kaylee Strain took a ball there. We might send another walker around those bases. We'll see.
Kelly Garvin is regretting not having that hat.
Oof. That's an out, and we're switching the field. That brings us to the top of the fourth inning. What's our score right now?
So close.
It's 0 to how many?
I think it's more than what I got, but I got 14.
Oy, oy, oy. All right, so that's 0 for the Bruins. Lancers above 10 at least.
Above 14 at least.
Above 14.
Here we see the girls of the Bruins getting out in the field, putting on their gloves.
Who's going to be our first batter? Let's see. Not sure. So Gracie Harms is back up to pitch.
Looks like our first batter is going to be either number 10 or number 4.
We promise we will get better at this, folks.
Theoretically.
Hopefully. We'll try.
During the lull, you can read off coaches for the teams. During the lull, you can read off coaches for the different teams. For example, the Brookings Harbor Bruins head coach is Kelly Garvin, and you can read the assistant coaches right there.
Bruce Flowers, Gerald Thibault.
I think it's Thibault, but Thibault. I'm not positive. Yeah, it looks French.
And Rusty Strain.
Rusty Strain, possibly related to the other Strain on the team, Kaylee
yes,
Strain.
That is her father.
All right, and the South Umpqua coaches. Hey, maybe South Umpqua is listening. They are Joelle McGrady, Donna Matakel, Carrie Lowell, and Taylor Reichman.
Number 10, Annika McCall, up to bat.
Squares up for a bunt.
Oh, that was a fair ball? What happened there? So number 10 went for a bunt. Ball came in. I don't think she struck it, but it...
She pulled back, and the ball either hit her, I'm thinking.
Must have
hit her feet.
Number 4, Shalyn Gray, up to bat. Ball, she doesn't take the bait.
Oh, and it's a beautiful hit to right field, but she catches it.
All right.
That catch was by Brianna Humphrey.
Way to go.
So number 10 went back from second to first, kind of dove in there. That was number 4 that caught it.
Brianna Humphrey making that catch. And that's not the first ball that Brianna Humphrey has caught. She's been catching a few this game. Just wish home could catch some of our players. I don't want to be a downer.
Second ball out. Going out wide.
It's high.
Oh, shoot.
Brianna Humphrey almost had it again, but just over her glove.
Brianna Humphrey throwing it into our shortstop, Lexi Schofield. But it's too late. Our runner got to home. We've got a runner on second.
That runner was number 10.
Bringing us to at least 15 points.
So, number 19, Kaylee Mann, is the Lancer on second. She's the only Lancer out there on the field. Our next batter is number 15, Alia Rudy, up again.
It's a There's strike. There's a
pitch. Yeah, that's pretty determined.
Yeah, that's a strike.
Sounded like he was trying to clear his throat.
I don't know. All the umps have their own kind of thing they do.
All right, there's a drive out there. Oh, shoot. Brianna Humphrey didn't quite catch it. She had to run back for it after she passed it over.
Almost
throws it
into
Lexi Schofield. Lexi Schofield gets into third. Looks like our runner is safe. So we got a Lancer runner on third. One did make it home. That score for the Lancers is looking pretty high. It's around 16 right now. Again, folks, there's no scoreboard out here today, so we're doing our best to keep track of things.
We haven't really delegated our duties too well yet.
Well, you know, why would we do that?
Two out of three of us have never played softball, and one out of three of us has definitely never been to a softball game. That is me.
Yeah.
Yet something drew you here. What brought you here, Mr. Gnome?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, we're glad to have you. It's a thrill to have you in the studio, in our lovely recording studio, protected from the elements. Number 35.
Are you making jokes?
Hits that bat. Yeah, I'm being sarcastic. So number 35 hit that bat, but it went short, bounced right to our catcher, Gracie Harms, who threw it to first, runner was tagged out.
The person who throws the ball is a pitcher, Mr. Tittman.
Yes.
What did I say?
That was the pitcher, not the catcher.
Oh, I say catcher? Oh, excuse me. I knew who I was looking at. Talk about Gracie Harms out there.
But we had that runner from third sneak into home during that little ordeal, so...
Thank you, Mr. Doan. I'm glad you're here.
Another point
Keep it up.
For, the,
no, really.
For the Lancers.
We gotta call him right if we're gonna... Oh!
Gracie Harms drops the ball from the return from the catcher. The actual catcher. There's a contact, and the ball goes out to left field. It is not caught.
Right in between.
Hannah Humphrey from center throws it in.
Left and center there. Neither of our players were able to quite get there.
Yeah, our outfielder in the middle there had some trouble picking up the ball. Really had to kind of scramble for it a little bit after Kaylee Strain missed the catch.
One batter on second base. Number 12, Hannah, hits the ball, does not make it to first.
Easy,
and the team switch.
Easy hit to pitcher, got it to first, and got our three outs. Phew! Another inning down.
Well, during the break here, folks, we can tell you that we need to thank all of our sponsors, all the people who sponsor this fine show. They include Ford Motors, Walmart Superstores, they include Microsoft, and Apple, two competing organizations there. We're sponsored by Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, Charter, Kroger Foods, the owner of Fred Meyer, sponsors our show. We have millions of dollars in sponsorships. You can't see it, but we are wearing T-shirts made out of threaded gold from all these sponsors. despite all that, we're still looking for more sponsors. We're looking like NASCAR drivers out here, I promise.
You better straighten up your story there, because I'm pretty sure at the beginning of this little recording...
What?
You said we didn't have
Gracie
any
Harms.
We have no sponsors. Well, we got a lot since the last time we said that. All right, here's the pitch. Whew. Okay, so by the way, real quick, Lancers are out there taking the field. They're same... pitchers out there. Our batter up to bat is whom?
Who's that up to bat, folks?
It is number... We really should have been on the other side so we could see the batter's numbers. But it's 27.
Number 27. Well, we didn't want to leave out the left-handed batters, of which there may be one. I think Tilly Peters is a lefty. Okay, so number 27 is who's out there.
Gracie Harms. Our pitcher.
Yep.
Besides, you know, more foul balls fly at our faces here.
That's true. Hey, it's more exciting out here.
Yeah, we like the thrill, the adrenaline
ball.
Keeps us awake and warm over here.
Oh, boy. Yeah, in case you're just tuning in, we're on a small table borrowed from the robotics department, sitting on chairs borrowed from the metal shop.
And it's windy out here.
Using jokes borrowed from the Bad Jokes book. Here's the pitch. Ooh, went low, going for the ankles there. Number 27, not taking that bait.
Kelly Garvin is now wearing a hood, but she still looks cold.
Yep, she does have a hoodie, but still feeling the wind chill.
Yeah, this wind will just blow right through your clothes. It doesn't even...
Well said, Jessica. Here's the pitch. Oh, and it hits. It's going short. Oh, that ball's going to easily make it. Yeah, that's an easy out. I mean, the best we could have hoped for there was a drop ball from the first baseman. It did not happen. That was a catch and an out, so that's one out for us. I think we're at the bottom of the fourth inning, folks.
Number four, Brianna Humphrey up to bat.
Brianna Humphrey, who's been making some good catches, but and missing a couple too, just to be fair. Hate to say it, but got to keep it real. Here's the pitch. Ooh. Oh, that was counted as a ball. Phew. That looked like it was close to a strike. She really kind of stepped into it. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that's a swing and a miss. There's one strike, one ball on the count for number four, Brianna Humphrey.
Good strong hit.
Kelly Garvin claps very loud.
Ty Kelly, their pitcher. Boy, she's got a mean hand on her. There she is striking that pose where she stands on the tiptoe of her right foot. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that was a fast one.
Yeah, she's got a real menacing look about her.
Yeah, Brianna Humphrey not feeling it. Two strikes, one ball. Pensive thought here.
Tension's high.
Okay. Brianna did not take that one. That's ball number two. Two strikes, two balls.
That looked like a change up there, folks. It came in real slow, but Brianna Humphrey did not go for it. Smart batter up there.
Here's the pitch. Oh, that pitch went high. Went right past the catcher, in fact.
High and outside.
What do we know about that catcher? That's number 15 on the Lancers. Alia Rudy, I believe.
Kind of a fun name.
Umpire calls it at 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Okay. So why does Brianna Humphrey thump her back with the bat like that?
Is that just I've noticed a lot of girls do that.
Get pumped? Oof.
Strike three.
Third strike for Brianna Humphrey. And here she comes back to us. That's our second out for this inning. Isn't
up
that right?
To bat, number
yes,
30.
Yes, that is correct.
That's our second out.
Second out.
Next batter.
Number 30, Kayla Watson. Ball goes high.
Kayla Watson.
Kayla Watson, one of the several seniors on our varsity team. Oof.
It's a foul ball just outside of the third baseline. Batter's on top of it, drove it right into the ground.
Why does a catcher pull a helmet off like that? So she can
find
the ball?
So she can see better. It's hard to see in those catcher's helmets.
Yeah. You ever caught before?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, not like actually in a game. But...
Yeah. Here's the pitch. There's a ball. Oh, no, wait, he made the noise. Was that a strike?
That was a strike.
Oh, that was a strike. I didn't. Oh, it must have been in the... Huh, okay.
He made the call.
I didn't see her move, so... Here's the pitch.
Strike number two.
Mr. Dillon, let's do a switcheroo. That wind's going to get a little bit worse, which means I'm going to need to kind of get in close here. You're doing great, by the way. You going to be okay taking a knee for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
While these girls are switching out, I'm going to take the time to commentate on Mr. Tittman's shave.
Oh, boy.
I know he said he was going to a barber, I did. It looks like he went to the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, which is actually a play that the Checo Pelican Players will be putting on.
Oh, wow. Hey, good tie-in there. That's correct. Yeah, you know, folks, I went out there. I had a really awful beard on because I was taking a part in the play Othenry by Val Cowan and the Checo Pelican Players. And because I hadn't shaved in so long, my skin got a little soft. So I went in for a blade shave today with my barber down in the Harbor Shopping Center, Marianne, who does a fantastic job. Love that lady. And, oh boy, just chewed up my chin a little bit. So now we're seeing Tony Barron, an assistant coach out there, catching balls for our pitcher, number 27. We're going to kind of snuggle in up close to the recorder here because, boy, that wind is picking up again. Hoping that you folks will still be able to hear this show. I'd hate to do all this work and not be able to air the episode.
Not that it's anything golden anyway.
Oh, it's golden. It's golden.
They're close, surely are.
Oh, hey, nice. Hey, you know, folks, again, we're not paid to do this. And feel free to get close to me, Mr. Doan. I don't mind. It helps block the wind a little bit more. I'll tell you, folks, you may not know this. We are not paid. I am not on salary. Jessica Tittman, not on salary. Mr. Doan, not getting paid to be out here. We're doing this because we love it, folks. Hey, nice grin from Tony Barron there. Hey, he's happy to see us. We're happy to be here. Yeah, these games.
I almost just ended this because I kicked the power supply.
You know what? I've got battery. It would have kicked over, I think, but I will check the recording just the same. Pardon me, folks.
We still have lights on down here.
Yes, we are still recording. But no, that's good. It's wise to check your cabling. Next time I come out here, I'm going to bring extra power cables to make sure that everything's all nice and safe. I'd love to get some signs made to say, "Hey, watch out, cable."
Maybe we could borrow the FRC power supply and batteries.
Ooh.
Have our own power.
Have a little mobile power. Take that I like the sound of. I mean, this thing doesn't take that much juice.
You think an 800-watt power inverter. Oof. And a lot of 12-volt batteries.
You're thinking like a roboticist, Mr. Dome. I like that.
That would be a lot more efficient, not running cables everywhere. And
right, right.
We had a couple of outlets out here that didn't work, so.
That's right, that's right. I'll really think about that. When we do boys' games and we're up in the studio, we don't have to worry about that. We've got live power right there. We're just fine. All right, folks. Hey, we've still got Gracie Harms up to bat. Our same catcher, Kayla Watson, down there catching.
Gracie Harms is pitching, not up to bat.
What did I say?
You said she was up to bat.
I'm sorry, folks. I must be drinking out here. Gee whiz. There's the pitch. Oh, and the pitch struck our number 11, the South Umpqua Lancer, right on the left thigh. She takes the walk there. Now, my wife's still laughing at me. About me drinking out here. I'm not drinking, folks. I'm stone cold sober. I only had 5 hard lemonades, I promise. Alright, up to bat is number 1 for South Umpqua. There's the pitch, and that's the ball. Number 1 is Taya Kelly. Taya Kelly is the pitcher. She got some mean looking forearms on her. She's getting a little twitch as she gets ready to bat. Ooh. Oh, that's got by Lexi Schofield, who throws it to first. Did that get her out? I think it did.
Number 11 for it was...
Oh, Lexi Schofield.
Not even close.
Look at that smile on her face. Go, Lexi! That was fantastic. So Lexi Schofield caught that ball. That was an out for that batter right there. And she got it back to first to catch that runner. Hey, you gotta be excited about those little comebacks, folks. The score is still not looking so great in our favor. Number 10 bunts the ball. Oh, no. So number 10 bunted that ball. Number 23, our third baseman, rushed forward to catch the ball, and then she kind of...
Her velocity was too much. It overcame her cleats, and she biffed it in the turf.
Well said. Thank you. I was at a loss for words in that moment.
Yes, I could tell.
Oh, yikes. Jessica Tittman telling it like it is. Here's the pitch. Number 4 takes a swing, but that's a foul ball. Bounces right off her bat there.
Looked like number 30, the... catcher for Brookings had to do a little dodging on that one.
Hey, you got to keep yourself safe out there. Mr. Doan, how's the weather looking right now?
It's looking pretty nice, getting a little chilly, especially for Garvin. But she's inside the dugout and happy to be there, I'm guessing.
You like commenting on how cold she is, don't you?
Oh, hey. Yes. She tortured me for 2 years in history class.
I'm
willing to return the favor.
It is 3 minutes after the top of the hour, 6 p.m. Number 4 makes a swing and it goes just a big, strong foul. Goes and bounces off the fence. Almost like she was aiming for her own coach there. A little bit of revenge story going on there, too.
Coach seems unfazed, though.
Coach is unfazed. Hey, she's probably got some experience. She's had some balls fly at her before. And judging by the strength of the wind, I can see the American flag. Oh, there's a hit. Oh, is that going to be a foul ball, though?
Foul.
That's a foul ball. Ooh, nice catch, Mr. Doan, who had to stand up to spot what happened over the dugout.
Brianna Humphrey was running for it, but did not catch.
Sorry,
probably because she knew it was going to be a foul.
I was commenting on Old Glory flying strong in this wind. It looks nice over there at the elementary school parking lot. If you didn't know, the girls' softball field is over in the corner of our fields, close to a maintenance building. Okay, here's the pitch. Ooh, and a hit. That's kind of a line drive out toward the right field.
Brianna Humphrey went for it, but did not catch.
South Umpqua is getting a couple of runners home.
Hannah Humphrey throws it to Lexi Schofield.
Yep.
And then tosses it back to the pitcher.
So Lancer's got one runner home. They've got one runner who decided to stay on third as that ball was coming back in.
Up to bat, number 19, Kaylee Manigan.
There's the hit. Oh, it's going over there into the maintenance yard. Oh, and it bounces into the maintenance yard among the junk.
I think there must be about five over there now.
There might be a couple. Luckily, they're easy to see. Those balls are a nice bright green.
Until they've been left over
there
long
enough. Number 24 from the Brookings team wandering over there.
Ooh.
Oh, and it's over the catcher's head, and the runner makes it to home.
That runner was number 4.
So why did the catcher throw it to the pitcher in that moment?
Because she wasn't going to make it there in time. You've got to throw it to the pitcher to make the catch. Or the tag.
Oh. There's a pitch. Number 19 took a ball there.
I think...
Getting some signals from her coach, I think.
Unfortunately, our Bruins seem to be losing a little bit of lackluster here.
Yeah,
I didn't hear anyone saying about that runner.
Oh, there's a... Oh, yikes.
Her hit straight at the third baseman, and she kind of flinches out of the way.
Yep, just third baseman over. Flinched out, let it pass by.
Looked like it nicked a finger on the ungloved hand.
Possibly. Got a runner on first. Lancer's going over to pick up their bat.
That was a hard hit, though. That was a hard one to get.
Number 15 for the Lancers is now up. That's Alia Rudy.
We're just looking for one more out.
Alia Rudy needs to tie her shoe.
Oh, okay. Taking a moment there, make a little uniform correction. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning, folks, if I'm not incorrect.
She tosses those gloves aside. She don't need them.
Well, she's going barehanded on that bat.
Slight bit of a disadvantage. It looks like she's wearing tennis shoes.
Oh, not the proper footwear. That's interesting.
She does not.
And she doesn't make it to first.
Okay.
And we've finished the inning.
There's an out. All right. Now we're at the top of the fifth inning. Let's see what's going on here. Again, with no scoreboard, a little unclear about the score, but we know it's Bruins 0 and Lancers close to 20. Hey, folks, sorry for letting that leak into our voices. We're going to try to keep the motivation high. We're here to give you an exciting play-by-play of what's going on. Obviously, we have a bias toward our very own Bruins. Hey, I mean, it's our team, it's our kids, it's our students out there. KCIW is a Brookings-based radio station. Mr. Doan's ready to give some sass to Miss Garvin. Let's see what he says.
Kelly Garvin putting her on.
He holds it. Oh, she's looking at him.
Shaking her way over to the coach's spot.
You think she's shivering? I see no shakes, no shivers.
Look at her. She's trying to stuff her hands in those tiny little pockets. Those aren't even real pockets.
Boy.
Those are just sewed on.
Glad you're not in any of her classes anymore, Mr. Doan. She'd give you some trouble.
Yes, she would.
All right, so the Bruins batting order looks like it's going to be a couple of us here. Number 23, number 34. South Umpqua Lancers, they've had the same pitcher out all game. Oh,
woo.
That was an interesting throw there.
Catcher almost takes off her pitcher's head. Pitcher ducked beneath it and gave her a little bit of a death glare there.
Interesting.
That would have hurt.
But at least she's got a face mask on.
And the Lancers have a high level of motivation. I think they feel like they got this game here today. The Bruins would really have to scare the snot out of them to get back in control. All right, up to bat was our former third baseman. Now she's up and batting. That's number 23, Barianne Fallard.
That is definitely a customized bat there.
Barianne Fallard.
Green leather for the handle.
There's a pitch for Barianne Fallard. That looks like a ball.
Orange barrel.
Interesting bat there.
Blue on the end as well.
Orange and white.
All right, so that was one ball. Here's the pitch. Oh, she swung, but that's going to be a strike. She did not touch that ball. One ball, one strike on the count. The score is zero and a whole lot. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that was kind of a low one, low and to the right. Their catcher competently snagged that ball out of the air.
Nearly had to snag it off the ground, though.
Yeah, just about. Picked up a little dirt with it. Here's the pitch. Oh, that was going to be a strike. She moved a little too much into it.
That's 2-2 for our count.
Yep. Well said, well said. Hey, folks, we're getting pretty good out here, huh? Hey, why don't you like, favorite, and subscribe? Here's the pitch. Oh, shoot, there's that third strike and an out for our batter. No, really, folks, if you like what we do, you can't like, favorite, or subscribe. We are just a radio show. But golly, if, you know, I was talking about sponsors before. We have no sponsors on this show. KCIW would love to take your donations. Hey, even just a little $5 helps us kind of keep things going. Whoa! Okay, so there's the pitch. There's the bat. Number 34 swung it out there. Sadly, she is tagged out. That's two outs for the Bruins right now. Sorry, folks. I should not be asking for money while I'm doing plays.
Number
I should
11,
stay focused.
Anna Humphrey up to bat with that.
You can obviously see the Mr. Tippman here has other things on his mind.
He has a mean swing.
The plays at hand here.
I'm trying to keep us broadcasting, folks. We are not a commercial radio station.
And it is kind of cold out here. That gold leather or gold threaded sweatshirts might be nice.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If only. Yep. All right. So there was one little pitch. That was a ball. Looks like our umpire and our catcher talking a little bit. I see one of our audience members is eating sunflower seeds and scattering them onto the field. That's most disrespectful. Really wish people would respect our field. Shame on her.
That last ball was at knee height, and that's my knee height, folks. I'm very short.
But you don't let that hold you back.
Nope.
You're a hard-charging son of a gun.
Doesn't hold me back, just holds me down.
How are your grades looking this year, Mr. Doan?
Oh, I'm looking pretty good.
What do you got? What's your GPA?
My GPA is... Well, I'm not in math for a reason.
Oh.
I have three B's and two A's. Nice.
There's a pitch and a strike, by the way.
Strike number two.
So you got B's and A's? Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Five classes as I am a senior.
Hey. Here's the pitch. All right, that was a ball. Oh, what's the count?
2-3.
The count is 2-3.
Full count.
Looks like the pitcher might be afraid of Hannah hitting it out of the park.
Wait, you said 2-3 full count? Okay. Woo. The ball goes up to knock on the structure behind us. The people up there in that apartment building getting a little knock on the wall. So when do you call it a full count? I thought the full count is when you got three strikes, three balls.
You can't have three strikes or you're out.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm a knucklehead.
Strikes, foul, three balls.
You're so right. Oh, a bird took a little low fly at our players there for a second. That was interesting. I just embarrassed myself on radio there. I'm going to leave that in. You know, folks, hey, we're amateurs.
If
we're doing
it gives
our best.
You a good chuckle, it's worth it.
Speak for yourself.
Here's the pitch. Oh, and the swing. Oh, I'm sorry. That's that third strike. You're right. Full count.
Third out.
That's okay. So now we're changing fields. It's now the bottom of the fifth inning, I believe. Coach Garvin has a wad of something in her mouth, or is that just her tongue? Not sure.
I think she's just breathing very heavily.
Oh, just breathing heavily. Okay.
She snags the balls off of the...
And I think that brings us to the conclusion of our game.
Yeah, that's a little mercy ending for the game here, folks. South Umpqua looking proud of themselves. Our own girls.
Or else we might have been behind. Maybe we were in the sixth inning. I don't know.
Two teams lining up for...
We come along.
Good game. High fives.
Not a good game. A good game chant. Watching the faces of our Bruins girls as they come back. I see some smiles out there.
But definitely some frowns, too.
Some frowns, for sure.
They are sprinting off into the outfield.
Oh, they're doing some sprints. Hey, we're going to see if we might get some interviews with parents as we all leave the game here, folks. Give you guys something to listen to. So, all told, boy, the Lancers did a pretty good job out there. Overall, I'd say our Bruins had some good hustle. Had a few drop balls. Okay. Well, we didn't drop any, but just hard to catch up, hard to pick up off the grass.
Good spirit out there.
Had some good spirit. Lancers, very vocal, though. Made a lot of noise, did a lot of cheerleading. Yeah. But that Lancer pitcher was pretty nasty. Saw Kaylee Strain was pitching for a little bit there in the beginning. She did a pretty good job. Got switched out for Gracie Harms, who pitched for the rest of the game. We just could not get anybody home. It was tough. It was tight. Did we ever get anybody to third base? I don't think we did. We got some people.
We got to second.
We got to second, but that's as far as we could get. That's as far as we got.
Looks like the Brookings girls are getting a little pep talk, getting them ready.
Yep, get a little chat there.
Next game.
That's going to be next week. And folks, hey, if you like what we're doing, we're going to be out there. We are not supported or sponsored by any companies. All right, folks. Hey, I think we're going to call the show here.
We're certainly not professionals.
Oh, we're certainly
not. If we drop our machinery, we're done.
Oh, boy. Yeah, if things get unplugged, yikes, it's out. All right, folks. Hey, to close the show, this is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. This is Bruin Radio Sports. Did we ever decide on a name for this show?
We did not.
We did not, and we won't. We'll try to think of that before next time. Hey, if you got any show suggestions, let us know. Email us at kciw.org. You're going to find my email address on there, dane.tipman@kciw.org. I was Dane Tipman, high school teacher, and...
Jed Doan, student.
Yes, and...
And Jessica York Tipman.
And we are signing out. Bye-bye.